What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Todd Kelly out here. What is it? It's December 17th. It's a Friday, and I am just back from a Pacific Northwest bodyboarding trip. We're going to talk all about it in 8 seconds. What's going on, man? Back from a Pacific Northwest bodyboarding trip. Quite interesting little trip. Didn't quite pan out the way we wanted it, but it panned out and we still had fun. As you guys know from the last segment, I was talking about how we're going up on a surf trip and I was super excited about it. Was keeping it a secret. I'm still going to keep the breaks a secret. But I will say pretty much what we did was we went up into the Port Angeles area up in Washington, and we were searching the straits for surf. Jared had a couple of spots picked out. Jared is one of the guys from the Pacific Northwest Bodyboarding Group. Good rider, lives out in Ocean Shores. He's actually blessed with a fabulous surf spot out there that he plays on all by himself. So I left Portland technically Sunday early. I wanted to get out to Jared's before he had to go to work and stuff and daylight, because weather was starting to play a little bit of games. We were starting to deal with rain, sleet, hail, snow. Hell, I even saw sun and rainbows all on the same trip up there. We got up to Jared's Sunday, crashed out, woke up early, and we started our journey to Port Angeles area. Reason Port Angeles area, because we had a cabin that we rented out over at Whiskey Beach, little beach cabins. I don't want to call them cabins. Let's just call them shacks, what they are. Super cool. I totally dug the way they were. They're cold. There's no electric. You have a little wood stove, and you have propane gas to run your stove. And there's kerosene lamps and old school gas lamps. So that's it. As far as your heat, it's the little wood stove. I'm trying to keep the place warm with wet logs. Jared had that place roasting. Jared stayed up a lot longer than I did, or else he would have probably been freezing, but he kept it nice and hot. I was crashed out, sound asleep. Yeah, man, so we journeyed up there. The first day, we went to the one surf break right when we got there. Jared was hoping to score here. He's been to the spot, I don't know, once or twice. I think once, maybe twice, and scored. And definitely looked fun when he got it. But when we got there, it was not looking like that at all. Didn't even look like the sandbar took shape or nothing. I don't know, it's looking weird. And the high tide was definitely killing it. So we left that little area and we traveled, I don't know, man, I want to say we traveled like another 40 minutes and did probably about a mile hike, I don't know, down to this other spot. This hike though was cool, the park or wherever we were at, it was gorgeous, super gorgeous. Got down there and there's actually people surfing over there, and it was just this little A-frame, I don't know, it had like the mini trestles look to it to me, I don't know, but just didn't have no juice. Wasn't worth trying to go out there and surf and be pushed on a bodyboard. Maybe if you had a fish or something, it would have been playful. So it was like, drove around, we searched for waves, checked a couple other areas, then we head back to the first spot that we first pulled up to, just to see if maybe the tide changed or something happened, if there was a difference. No difference. There was just no waves there. I guess for whatever reason, the sandbar didn't form right, or maybe the sands, I don't know. But so we headed into town. We went to a Safeway and got some Chinese food and some other little snacks and goodies to have up in the little shack on the water. Pulled into our little site, pretty much was tripping out on it. It was cool. We went hiking around the beach there looking for waves and whatnot. Woke up early in the morning. Well, we were hyping that night about this place that we wanted to go surfing because Jared had been watching it, I don't know, for like a week. Somehow he knows what webcam or something to go look at to find this wave. I don't know how he was finding it, to be honest, but he kept pulling up pictures and sharing them to me. He's like, look at this, is the wave we're surfing. This is the wave we're surfing. It was looking good. I mean, a lot of fun. Like, you know, it was just screaming. I was amped. I was so stoked on this wave. So we started heading up, and it's a journey again because, like, the road was closed or something. I think there was a landslide maybe in this one spot. The road was closed, so we had to drive around. It took a while. I think it was like another 40-minute drive or so, maybe even longer, an hour. Get there, driving down the road, and then there's a landslide on that road. So the whole entire road is just covered. I mean, we pulled up on it. It was pretty gnarly. And I was like, well, there's got to be another way around. Jared was like, no, man, there's not. There's not, man. And he goes, this is it. And I was like, damn, man, this really sucks, you know. Pulled up here yesterday hoping to get waves. We didn't get nothing. You know, we know there's waves at this spot. He's been eyeballing it, and now we can't get to it. It's like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I mean, your hearts are just broken because you're just fiending to get onto a wave at this point. So Jared's like, well, we'll go scope out this other place. And we went and looked. Checking it out, and as we get there, there's a whale actually in the water, which was cool. We got to watch this whale playing right on the shore. I mean, like, I don't know, 20 feet maybe from the shore. Possibly he was cleaning himself on the rocks, they say. I don't know. That was really cool. I got some footage of that. That's on my Facebook. You'll be able to see footage of that too at iresessionsapparel.com, where I'll be doing a blog of the story and putting up some photos of what went down. You can see some of the videos of Jared getting waves and stuff. So it was a high tide, and there was no waves, especially where Jared was saying there's a, you know, sometimes there's a wave, but it takes a low tide. So there was no waves, but it's one spot outside where there's this three big rocks, like, right on top of each other. And I was like, oh, that looks kind of fun. Reminds me of the spot like Popola and Baja, and reminds me of a lot of areas in Cayucas due to the fact that there was just a ton of kelp all around this area. I called this area the rising kelp. But as the tide, you know, as looking at this wave, I'm like, I'm talking to Jared, like, man, this wave looks like it'll be fun. Looks like it'll, you know, that it'll be good at low tide. And Jared's all, no, it works on a high tide. And I'm like, well, if it only works on a high tide, then that's it. That's pretty fickle. But it was still looking interesting. It kept getting my attention. Well, as the time's going and we're dicking around on the shore and whatnot, eating snacks and smoking out. I got too dabbed out, by the way. I don't really do the dab thing, but I dabbed out. And I got baked. Jared's wave starts coming on. Like, it's coming on. Like, he goes, there it goes. It's coming. It's coming. And I'm like, okay, there is a little wave. Reminds me of his little spot that he has actually by where he lives, but a way smaller version. But as this is going on, I keep noticing this right out there in the rock piles. I'm like, damn, this right is just going off. I'm like, still just staring at it. I mean, I've stared at this thing I don't know how many hours. So anyway, all of a sudden, Jared's getting excited because the spot that he's been waiting for in this tide to drop is starting to go. And, you know, Jared's getting antsy. He needs to get his ass in the water just as much as I do. But I've kind of almost, at this point, dabbed out of my head and almost over it. I'm like, damn, man, this trip didn't really work out, but it's cool to see new stuff and whatnot. Well, Jared gets in the water, and I start taking videos of him. And I'm like, oh, man, it's small, but it's kind of fun. I mean, it looks fun, but it's tiny. And I wasn't like feeling it. But then all of a sudden, Jared just yells at me, go get your stuff on. You came here to surf. And I was like, okay, you're right. I did come here to surf. Might not be getting what I wanted, but yes, I did come here to surf. So I ran up and I got suited up and jumped in the water with them. I don't know. We hung out in this little spot for a couple hours, getting some waves, but it did. It got fun. There was actually some pretty gnarly little waves that got pretty etchy because they were breaking on a little rocky slab right there. And we were getting dredgers. And I mean, there was a point where it was just straight dry and the rocks were coming out of the water while we're pulling into barrels. And I was like, damn, this is kind of crazy, you know, but it was small. It wasn't really going to do much to you. I mean, might hurt a little bit, but anyway, got some fun ones. And then it's getting later. And all of a sudden, Jared's seeing these waves out there. And he's like, fuck. He's got the same little thing. Like, damn, it's good out there. All of a sudden, Jared goes, we should go paddle over there. And I looked at him like, yeah, we should. But damn, dude, we only got like an hour of light left. Is all I'm thinking. I go, maybe we should have paddled there when we first got here to go scope all that area out. Could have played over there and then cruised in here and got this when the tide went low. But I think next time we know to go check that area out for sure. It was quite interesting. We don't know how safe it is. We don't, you know, it looks surfable though. You know, there is some rocks. There was a ton of kelp all around there. Which I don't have a problem with that. I grew up with that in Central Coast, so fun little area. But you know, at the same time, you don't even know where you're at, where you're getting yourself into. The view was phenomenal because of the weather that we were having. Across is Canada, so you're staring at Canada, and all the mountains are just covered in snow. I mean, technically, the hills on our Washington side had snow on them as well due to the weather we were having. But it was really cool. You're sitting there staring at it. You know, you see the ferry boats going with the cars taking them to Canada, going over there. Really cool scene, man. It was fun. Went back to Port Angeles where we got a horrible pizza. I'm not going to lie. That West Side pizza, it wasn't the best. Their wings were gross. Their wings, by far, do not ever get those wings. Went back over to Whiskey Beach, little shack, and ate some food and chilled out and crashed out and got up and headed back to our homes. Got to Ocean Shores to Jared's, and I was like, I'm just going to keep punching it, man. Just get home. And I got home yesterday, and I'm back today. And first thing I did today was pretty much crank on the plotters and start making some Irie Sessions apparel. Have a big order, and I'm blessed for that. I'm really thankful for that. Super thankful for that. Got some plans to do with Irie Sessions apparel, and we'll talk more about that, and we'll talk more about the podcast and other things. We're going to take a little break right here, and then we're going to come back, and you guys all know that I like to introduce some music, and I don't know. If you're interested, and that's not the word I wanted to say, but if you've ever heard of the Ghost Towns, really cool band. When we come back from this little break, I am going to play you some Ghost Towns. All right, man, we're back from that little quick 8-second break, and right before we left, I was telling you guys I'm going to introduce you to some music here. Something I kind of dig. Maybe you guys will dig something a little different out there, too. I don't know how many people know about the Ghost Towns, but this is called Between Me and the Devil, and hopefully you guys dig this little jam, man.
You know where I've been. I can barely crawl if you let me fall. I ain't coming back up again. Come on, bitch, she's been waiting. I looked him in the eye. Begging me off as I couldn't refuse. Till you gave me a reason why. Only thing in between me and the devil. Only thing keeping us apart. The only reason I'm keeping my soul is I already gave you my heart. Hey! 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 us apart. But as long as you still love me, as long as you know me, keep giving me a reason not to jump into the deep blue sea. The only thing in between me and me, the only thing keeping us apart, the only reason I'm keeping my soul is I only gave you my heart.
Something different out there for everybody. Ghost Towns, check them out. That was Between Me and the Devil. I'm digging that like blues rock style. It's pretty sick. Yeah, man. So I'm gonna break to a break real quick and come back and finish up this podcast with Ivory Sessions Apparel. We're gonna talk about the new website and everything you can find on there, and talk about the next surf adventure. All right, everybody, welcome back. Man, I just want to thank everybody that listens to the podcast. A whole whopping, what, 10 of you? We'll get that developed and get it to grow here. The more shows we do and the more events we do. Right now, we're just getting our feet wet. So I wanted to come back and talk about Ivory Sessions Apparel. You know, right now it's just a small base business. I do it out of my home, but things are coming along. I do have the website back up. I found out what the problem was. I guess they went with a different developer on the web building, so they had my account down for a while. But I got that back up and going using the new web builder. I got a line of clothing with the Pacific Northwest Bodyboarding developing on there as well. So now the people with the Pacific Northwest Bodyboarding Group or any bodyboarders out there looking for apparel can now look on ivorysessionsapparel.com and check out the apparel, the prices, and place their order. The Pacific Northwest Bodyboarding, talking about that, this group, man, I just love this group, and I'm looking at the forecast right now up here in the Pacific Northwest. We have some surf coming. There's several days, I mean, Sunday's looking good. The seconds are kind of bouncing everywhere, but Sunday's looking kind of good. But there is a day that really has my attention, and we're just going to cut down to it, and that's Thursday, December 23rd. We're looking at 4 to 6 foot surf. In building, it looks like through the day to where by 6 o'clock at night, it should be 6 to 9 feet, and it's running at 16 second intervals, which is fabulous. And there seems to be some south swell coming as well in this. It's offshore winds all day, and it's holding offshore at 12 miles an hour all day long. So going to be glassy. It also looks like there's no rain in the forecast this day. It looks like it could possibly get sunny, and it might even get 50 degrees. Oh my God. look out now. We might have to pull out the trunks. But, yeah, looking at Thursday right now. You know, got a lot more stuff to do at the Pacific Northwest Bodyboarding Group. One, I want to start sponsoring events for bodyboarding. And I'm not just talking in the Pacific Northwest. I'm talking like California, of course, you know, anywhere events are held on the East Coast or whatnot. I would like to also get the booths up and start vendoring at events like this. This has been my life, is surfing, and I want to dedicate my life to what I love and keep promoting the sport that I love. And I'm very thankful, you know, and for those, you know, you can go on to my, you can go on the Facebook, you can find me, you can Irie Sessions Apparel or Todd Kelly. You can also go Instagram and find me, Irie Sessions Apparel. When I say Irie Sessions Apparel, that's Irie, I-R-I-E, Irie Sessions, S-E-S-S-I-O-N-S, and of course Apparel, A-P-P-A-R-E-L. Yes, that's Irie, not Erie. Too many people say Erie, and I just shake my head. But iresessionsapparel.com, you can go on there, and you'll find blogs of the events and stories that we'll be doing. Like I said earlier, I will be posting up that little bodyboarding trip that we did. There'll be videos up there and pictures of that was going on in the Pacific Northwest for you to see, and see the waves that we found. You know, just like searching for the Sasquatch, the search is real. And that's how it is with surfing. When we're out there searching for waves, that search is real. We do dawn patrol for a reason. You see surfers with that cup of coffee out there driving and searching for that wave. It's real, man. You know, it's something we take pride in. It's something that we love to do. Yeah, hopefully we'll get another meetup going too out here in the Pacific Northwest. I guess we'll have to wait till winter calms down for that. Anybody, you know, interested in bodyboarding ever, surfing, more than welcome to always tag along with me when I go on these adventures. There's always room for more. Just chip in on some gas and we good. But yeah, Thursday right now, December 23rd, I'm planning on going, so hopefully we get some footage and film of that. I really need to get my hands on a GoPro. And I'd like to also get my hands on some other people to interview. There's a lot of people I want to talk to. There's a lot of people out there killing it in life and pushing it and doing the right things, you know. While it's adventuring and living life, or while it's running a business or being an artist or a musician or a comedian, whatever. There's a lot of people out there that are doing really well, and I'd like to have them on the podcast and let them share their stories and success and how you can learn more about them. And I think we're going to break off to another song. This is going to be Soulja to finish off this podcast. Oh, before we even finish this podcast off, do I have any gamers out there? Is anybody out there gaming and playing the Call of Duty Warzone? I'm not the biggest gamer, but I do game a little tiny bit. I'll try to throw in maybe an hour, maybe two, especially at the end of the night. I have met a couple of people that I game with. Death, that lady cracks me up. I love playing with Death. Her name's Deathgasm out there. That's pretty funny. But we end up having fun. Yeah, man, anybody out there gaming and checking out this new map, the Pacific Island? Big map. Huge map. They went nuts with this map, and like you get into an area and there's like one building and you step into it and you think, oh, it's just a normal building, and then all of a sudden there's a stair, there's a hole. It just goes into a whole nother map, another world, while it be tunnels underground, ladders to roofs, or ladders to a second floor, third floor, fourth. It's unbelievable. This map is huge. There's bunkers, there's mining sites with tunnels. This map is huge. I have maybe seen 10% of this map so far. It's massive. If you're ever out there and you're playing, look me up. I am Rasta Soldier. R-A-S-T-A Soldier. S-O-L-J-A-H. Yeah, man. We'll get together, play some Plunder or something. But highly recommend it. The new map's pretty cool, man. I'm digging it. But I'm waiting for Modern Warfare to come out with some breaking news here, and I guess it'll be somewhere next year, which next year is just, what are we, 14 days away from next year, so hopefully they'll be announcing it soon. But yeah, man, anyway, we're going to finish this podcast off. This is Soja, S-O-J-A. This song is called The Rest of My Life. This song right here, I love this song, man, because it's how it should be, man. Spend the rest of your life with your people, you know. Love everybody. Love the people that you're with. We're only living this life one time. And I just want to thank everybody once again for listening to Irie Sessions. And this is Soulja, The Rest of My Life. Just give it a second. It's about to kick in.
Always on my sleeve, always. And I mean it. again. Leave it up to them to build up on their steeple. Leave it up to us to build up on our friends. If I could spend the rest of my life with my people, I would do it over and over again. I live in my mind and I know there's no ego. When I'm falling out, yo, they pull me back, yeah. Pull me back, yeah.
Rest of my life, and I hope you guys like that. And once again, thank everybody for listening to Ivory Sessions podcast. Hopefully we'll get some more things going on here real soon. And real quick, man, also looking for a retail shop. I do want to get the apparel in the store out here in Portland, possibly a bar/apparel shop. So anybody got word of anything out there, hit me up. Also always looking for people that want to do podcast with me, talk whatever, anything but politics and religion. Hopefully we'll get a Pacific Northwest bodyboarding group chat going here real soon. Get everybody on group on Messenger and chat or something like that. And I just want to give a lot of love, and don't forget to go to ivorysessionsapparel.com. you can also find me on Instagram and on Facebook. That's Irie, IRIE, Sessions, SESSIONS, Apparel, APPAREL. Yeah. Man, stay tuned for more exciting stuff coming up. Let you know about the surf coming up on the 23rd. Looking to hopefully rally up some heads and get down the coast. And much love to everybody out there, man. Thank you for listening.